Four times.
Oh,
coming
thank you.
coming out there as well. Enjoy all the different foods that you have here. Talk
thank
about
you.
The, I guess the, what you, how you consider your cuisine, what type of food you have there.
Okay. Well, I definitely consider our cuisine a mix of everything. We do focus on gluten-free and vegetarian and vegan dishes. But we also have, you know, everything from steak and short ribs to chicken tacos. So we kind of accommodate any kind of dietary need or restriction.
We've heard more about gluten-free in recent years. Do you find more and more people going that way?
I do. I think that people are a lot more sensitive to the food that they put in their body and the way that it, you know, treats their body. And gluten is one thing that a lot of people have found that may treat their body a little differently, almost like lactose. So I notice a big trend going towards gluten-free.
You mentioned the vegan, vegetarian. Do you have separate menus then, or how does that work for you?
Well, all of our items are listed each on every menu. So lunch menu has all of our choices on it, as well as dinner. They're kind of notated on the menu, but if it's something that we don't normally do as vegetarian, we'll definitely try every way that we can to accommodate those needs.
Now, they're not set. I will tell you this, though. On one side of the menu, I see the veggie lasagna, and directly across from it is the bacon-wrapped meatloaf. So,
right.
Craig, there's a little bit of everything going
Bring
on
the
there,
meatloaf.
On there as well. But it's a talk about, I guess, with the ingredients that you use, is it seasonal for you over there?
We do. We kind of switch everything up as the season. You know, people like pumpkin gnocchi towards the end of the year as opposed to like spring. So we kind of keep those things on a separate menu. But we're a completely fresh kitchen. Everything that we serve is fresh. It's prepared for lunchtime in the morning, and dinner gets prepared in between lunch and dinner. So it's made that day.
Talk a little bit about the restaurant itself. It's a former Donato's Pizza, right? It's
shaped
for people who notice the profile of certain buildings were there. Mm-hmm. You take over a building like that. What are some of the challenges we come in like that and come up with a menu? Tell me a little bit about how long that took.
Well, one of our biggest challenges was definitely the size of the kitchen and the lack of storage. So, you know, fortunately, we are a very fresh kitchen, so we don't have to, you know, prepare stuff that's going to last 3 or 4 days. Even with our stock, it constantly turns over. So having a smaller fridge and freezer unit at first was definitely something that we were a little concerned about, but now we've gotten into a swing of things, and our kitchen size is, we just consider it cozy. We're all very tight-knit employees now.
We'll talk a little bit about that. Who's in that kitchen? Do you have somebody, you know, somebody always preparing the meals there?
We do. Our kitchen staff usually runs 3 to 4 at a time. Just one is constantly preparing foods in the back. Our back-of-house manager is most recently from American Greetings, from the American Greetings building out towards Cleveland. So he has a lot of really good ideas and a lot of creativity that he brings to our table, which is fresh, you know. You always want to give your guests something new and different constantly.
As a restaurant here in Avon Lake, there's other restaurants you're sort of competing with, though. Sometimes when you have enough restaurants, it brings a lot of people to an area, and they'll sample one, and they'll see yours. What's the challenges you find with making a restaurant work in Avon Lake?
I think some of the challenges are when you're serving the same dish, and you're up against, you know, we serve strip steak, and I believe maybe Parker's right next to us does, too. So you get a lot of people that want to compare the two, like, oh, well, at Cafe Melissa, they put hollandaise on it, and here they don't. I like this, I don't like that. So it's easier when you have a menu that is so unique and has so many different items on it that you can't really compare. One of the things that we have that I absolutely love is a pistachio encrusted grouper. I've not seen that on anybody's menu around here. So that kind of gives us the advantage of serving something so unique, you know, And that, I think, definitely when you find a niche like that, gives your restaurant a...
How does something like that come about, to come up, to get to your menu, to be on there like that?
You know, just trial. And when we're out, anybody in the kitchen or anybody in the front of house, they mention, oh, I've tried this, or I've had that particular dish at a restaurant. We'll maybe put it on the menu for a special for the evening. And if it does well, then, you know, we'll consider putting it on the next season's menu.
Somebody has to do a taste test.
That's
somebody
right.
has to be the ultimate taste tester. Where do you come in? Are you part of that?
I am. I tend to leave the food to the kitchen, and I like to really specialize a lot in our cocktails. And we take a lot of care in our beer and wine selection, too. So that's where I like to do all of our taste testing.
And do you do other special things to encourage people to come out to your restaurant?
We do. We do a fantastic happy hour, which is, it runs Sunday through Thursday from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And at happy hour, we run half price on all of our appetizers. We do $4 house beers, and we do, $2 house beers and $4 glasses of wine. So that brings a lot of people into the restaurant, kind of gets them familiar with who we are. They figure out what we're about, and that's a really good way to introduce yourself to our cafe.
Do you also try to reach out into the community, be involved in different things?
We do. We're definitely very involved in an organization that's called, oh, I can't remember the name of it. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
We do this event in July of every year called the Summer Market here on the shores of Lake Erie. And that's a really good event that's organized. Oh, Girls Give Back is the name of the organization. And they raise funds and just help the community out in general. So we do that organization, and our next one is in October. It's called the Fool Bowls, and we donate soup for that organization where they raise money by selling soup bowls. And we provide the soup that goes into the bowl.
What's your best-selling soup that you have?
Our matzo ball soup, hands down. People love our matzo ball soup. We serve a matzo ball that's almost the size of a baseball in it, so it's huge. People like that.
Wow, that sounds great. Sometimes it's hard to make a matzo ball soup that's different. You just think there's sort of water, some flavoring, and then the matzo ball. But
that's right, yeah. We got that one.
Oh, that's great. Well, Sarah, we appreciate you stopping in.
Oh, and thank you so much for having me.
Support our spotlight on Avon Lake. Sarah Vasquez with Cafe Melissa on Walker Road in Avon Lake. Serving the best possible food is what Cafe Melissa is all about. We've